fine with that, so I'm in here, son.
Because I'm with you to the end of the line.
You have no idea what side you're on!
Welcome to Ta-da! Let's Unpack, the show where we discuss and talk about our thoughts from the most obscure to the most about films, series, and everything in between. Hosted by Franz Halil. What's up, guys? Hello, hello, hello. And welcome to Ta-da! Let's Unpack. And tonight with me is the one and only music producer, dancer, and K-pop aficionado, Danny Solis. Hi, Danny! Kamusta?
What's up? I'm doing really great, kayo, friends. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing good. So, are you excited for tonight?
Okay, I'm really excited for this. We're talking about one of the best things ever. So,
yes.
I know, like, okay, trust me, I'm not the biggest nerd when it comes to it, but I have so much to talk about.
Yeah. Okay, so with that, pagkatayong lumayo, because tonight we will be unpacking one of Marvel Studios' most beautiful and most iconic projects to come out ever. And we will be unpacking
WandaVision!
So with that, let's go on to our first segment that we like to call P.O.P.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Alright, Danny. So, my first question for you is, what are your overall thoughts on this series?
This is the hardest question because, oh my gosh, I'm not the type to say I love it so much. But I'm gonna say it right now, but I love it so much. Oh my gosh. Let me tell you something. It came at a very timely moment for me.
Yeah.
And watching this show, it felt like I was watching it in another perspective where I could get something out of it at the same time. But at the same time, everything was just so well thought out. Everything was just
yes.
super well done. And oh my gosh, you know, normally I'm not a fan of like super, I'm not a fan of super obvious messages, subliminal messaging, symbolism.
Yeah, yeah.
But when it's done right, you can't just help but love it because it's super well done and it all connects, not just because they wanted to do it, but because it really had something to do with Wanda herself and the character. And I'm like, oh my God, I just super love it from top to bottom.
Yeah.
Well thought of.
It's like this project, hindi to yung tipong ginawa lang ni Marvel for the sake of that they needed something to produce and that they needed something to connect to Doctor Strange, diba? Parang they really made it, like they really made this series for like Wanda talaga and for Vision to like broaden their
exactly.
stories and to give time to them. Kasi let's face it naman, all throughout like the different Marvel Avengers films, the like hindi sila ganun nabibigit ng the same screen time as like the Captain Americas or the Iron Mans, diba? For me, this series is really, really, really beautiful. Like, especially after rewatching it yesterday. Like, mas lalo ko pa siya
na-appreciate. I rewatched it yesterday too.
Diba? Like, I super appreciated it more because I've understood like the motivations of Agatha Harkness and what she was doing all throughout the show. I've, ano, mas nagets ko siya. Then also like how well researched it was and how up to the smallest element of that series means something. So that's why it really got me hooked and it spanned numerous generations or numerous decades, which
oh my gosh,
really is a feat
yeah.
on itself now because the way that the actors, the way that it was shot, the way that the show was produced, parang they made like 5 or 6 different shows in one show.
Everything you said is exactly what I feel right now. Mm-hmm. Especially the word beautiful. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, I agree. I rewatched it yesterday and everything down to a T is well thought of. Yeah. Like, the only thing I wish now is that I wish I could rewatch it the first time. Because if I watch it a second time, I know what's gonna happen. And I know every single detail that comes into it. And there's a different perspective every time I learn from it. And it's just, oh my god. I swear, can we just extend this to like 2 more episodes? We can just talk about each episode for all I care.
Right. But you want to? Well, one thing that I love the most kasi with the series as well is like the community experience while watching it. Kasi it brought us back to the time when Game of Thrones were like being released. Na every week, like people were talking about something. Diba? Kasi right now, before WandaVision, aminin natin, we were used to so much sa mga binge watching. So the communal experience on watching television, like hindi na siya ganun ka ano, like wala na masyadong mga nabubuong theories, wala na napag-uusapan on Twitter or kung on Reddit. Kasi ano eh, you can watch a single series in one sitting and it's unlike WandaVision, one episode a week. So ang daming time, like there's so much time to talk about what will happen and what's been happening to the series. Ano eh, ang daming napag-uusapan in terms of what the show meant to them or the message of the show, which is really important and which we'll get to later.
No, I agree. I super agree. Like the fact that they tackled television on its own and how they really deliberately brought back the feeling of theories, bringing back how this connects to this or what happens to this and that. They were deliberate when it came to doing that. And I super miss that feeling also. Because normally, I'm not a fan of binge watching because my eyes get tired really fast. So,
yeah,
it's so fun having to wait for a whole week just to think, what's gonna happen? What's happening?
Right.
Or
yeah,
everything. And you know what was so genius about it? The fact that they also tackled it in the show with Wanda's situation as well. You have Dr. Darcy, you have Jimmy Woo talking about it, like, what's happening? What's happening inside WandaVision?
What are they showing us? It's very meta, right?
It is very meta in nature. So, at the same, if you think about it on that level, they just want to play with our strings. And having Marvel do their first stake on a series, they were very smart. That was just smart for me.
Going to our next question. Any favorite moments or standout moments from the show?
Oh my god, I could name the entire series for all I care. I could name every single episode, every single moment from each episode. But it's on the boundary of either Wanda having to go through her traumas when Agnes cornered her.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it also when Jimmy Woo and Darcy were just really talking about, we're just writing on the whiteboard.
Yeah, the theories and
it was really, it was really the most meta moment for me for that. I was like, wow, they're taking us on another journey for this one.
Because they were asking the same questions that we were asking. Why the hexagons?
We were asking the same questions and they were just throwing us a ball every time. And then I thought, oh my god, like, we had the same questions, they have the same questions, throw it, whatever. But what really stood out was the moment Wanda had to really face everything. Because for me, everything was building up to those moments where finally Wanda was able to break through and Agnes was able to take her through that that breakthrough of having
like
to
therapy.
Open up. It was like therapy. Like, it took another witch for her to give her the therapy that she needed.
Yeah.
So I was like, that's insane. And the moment she finally had the breakthrough of seeing through her traumas, she was able to not go past it, but she was able to slowly realize that she has to live with it, you know?
Yeah.
And of course, oh, in the show, right after she faced her trauma, she had to face Agnes with her children on the line here. But at the same time, Agnes was also trying to see the show her the repercussions of her grief spreading to everyone, and the climax honestly was just amazing. It was just it's what grief can take you, and it can take you to a harmful place, and I thought, oh my god, everything was just so on point. And that was just the turning point for me, that the show had a different respect on taking on different lessons, different types of morals and things we should actually learn about. And this is where it's solid that superheroes have their own problems, and superheroes are not just concerned with the feelings of others, but they also have to deal with their own feelings, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's wow. Yeah.
I really like what you said, because like super ganda nung ginawa nila with Wanda's journey ever since she first appeared in the post-credit scene of Captain America: The Winter Soldier. So what they did with WandaVision and in making her the Scarlet Witch, that journey was really well earned. So it was really satisfying to see. And that episode 8 talaga made us love the character even more. It was one of the, honestly, it was one of the best origin stories in a Marvel, in a superhero film for me, because she's already an established Avenger. Like, she's Wanda Maximoff. But getting to see what she went through ever since she was a kid really made like her being the Scarlet Witch really rewarding. For me, in my personal opinion, the peak of the show was the penultimate episode, the episode 8, when they went back through Wanda's grief or Wanda's memories. Because that was really the whole thesis of the show, was to present what Wanda went through and how she needs to accept her fate or So yeah.
Super.
So one thing that was really unique about this show is its take on classic American sitcoms from the 1950s, 1960s, up to the early 2000s, or up to the 2000s, right? What is your favorite sitcom that they, that they recreated?
Oh my gosh, it's either a tie between Family Values, the 80s, and the Halloween episode one, because actually no, it's probably the Halloween one, because it felt like I grew up, not grew up, but rather when I was a very, very, very young kid, that was always on TV.
Because it was like, Malcolm in the Middle era, diba?
Malcolm in the Middle, or Even Stevens.
Even Stevens,
That was the vibe. So when I was watching it, it felt like that was the exact same energy that I really felt like I felt watching when I was super young. And even though I couldn't remember it, it was something that stuck to me. And it was an aesthetic that I super enjoyed. It was super vibrant. The lines were super, those one-liners that, the comebacks and one-liners, everything. Yeah. And the themes, and just the themes of it all. It's just super fun, and it's just super wacky and dynamic. And I was like, wow, they did a super good job at it as well. Like every angle, every line, it was well written. I was just like, wow, they got this to a T. It was just amazing. Was it yours too?
For me, parang siguro my second one, because siguro dahil because of the classic Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver costume, diba? Pero I really, really like the episode 1 and 2, that their take on like the Dick Van Dyke Show and yung Bewitched, the black and white. Aside from them filming it with a live studio audience, the way that they treated it was so genuine, kasi it felt like I was really watching something from that era. I've seen like different films nga from the, like I've seen, for example, Citizen Kane from the 1940s, going to 1950s yung film na yun. So parang when watching the first episode, wow, sobrang how can they make something like this again, na ganito na yung technology natin. Tapos sobrang ma-appreciate ko rin kasi how Elizabeth Olsen and Paul Bettany's acting were, because they really acted how the different actors back then acted in those era, like very animated, the way they say their lines, it's very parang ganun, diba? So like everything they use were practical props, like their the puppetry and all. So that's why I really love those episodes. And also episode 1, I thought it was just going to be like a sitcom thing, diba? But when Mr. Hart started choking and Mrs. Hart was like, I don't know, it took a dark turn. Parang, oh shit, ano tong show na to, di ba? Parang merong pinaplant si Marvel with this one. And it's getting, like, it got really eerie and it went into the Twilight Zone era na parang, I've only seen like a few videos on YouTube, pero parang medyo ganun na, na eerie vibe. Then, yung, so I love their take on that, and it really gave justice to those shows. Like, ang daming nagkaroon ng nostalgia when it came to ano, when it came to watching those kinds of things.
You know what? Let me just add something real quick.
Yeah.
Like watching the first episode a second time, it kind of puts things into perspective. Like when Mrs. Hart, quote unquote Mrs. Hart, was saying, "Stop it!" Like, you would think that it was a joke, but what if it's actually just Mrs. Hart's real psyche coming out and really telling Wanda to stop it?
Stop it.
Like, and let her go. And you're just thinking, wait, what if it's actually not the acting, but what if it's actually really her, the trapped her, telling her to stop it? And I was just like, oh my god, this really just takes things into consideration. And when you mentioned the puppetry, the production, I was reading about the production design and that it was so genius because everything was black and white, right?
Uh-huh.
So you had to think, how can you make production design work if you're in a black and white situation?
Because you have to think of the colors, right?
Yeah, but the thing is, it's just black and white. So what the production designer did, I don't remember who exactly, but what she did or what she thought of was that instead of colors, you have to consider patterns.
Yeah.
So what they did was fill up the house with interesting patterns that would make it stand out. And if you're going to wear something that stands out, it has to be a certain tint so that it would stand out in black and white. And I was just like, that's genius. Again, I keep saying genius many times.
It really is. It's the first time I've seen something like this, na they went to different time periods or different decades, and the way that each decade they went through were produced and were shown to the people were true to the how it was shown if you were watching it in the 1950s or the 1960s.
Super.
And knowing na, like, with going back to Mr. and Mrs. Hart, knowing na Agatha was behind it, when you're watching it for the second time, it made more sense. Parang, oh my god, super gago ni Agatha. She was really messing up the hex because she wanted Wanda to like use her power, or she wanted to see Wanda's full potential talaga. It's really nice, insane.
It really was Agatha all along, but we'll get that.
Yeah. I think it's a different episode on its own.
Honestly, you know what? When Monica came back from the snap, and then you see that moment, you see that moment where everything's just in chaos, and then everyone's looking for their loved ones, everyone's looking at the doctor in the hospital, and then she also finds out that Photon, I forgot the mom's name, so I'll just call her Photon.
Maria Rambo.
There we go. That she passed away 3 years ago. And then you're just like, how do they deal with this information? Knowing that I was like, what? But I just slept for like 20 minutes.
Diba?
But
yeah.
We were gone for five years.
Yeah.
I was just like, what? And the way they did it was so chaotic. The way you had to deal with the loss, with coming back and catching up with everything at the same time. Wow.
Yeah, imagine what people were going through. What people were going through that time. Kasi the snap, the blip, when people went back, it was shown on Spider-Man Far From Home. But it was shown in a comedic way. Like there was a marching band na biglang lumitaw in the middle of a basketball court. But here in WandaVision, this is the reality. Kasi if you get snapped and was gone for 5 years, of course people will tend to move on, diba? But what if you suddenly appear out of nowhere? Tapos, diba, the chaos, lahat ng iisipin mo because your family, asan na sila, yung ano yung mga nangyari. Tapos, what's worse is you have no idea that you were gone for 5 years. So, the way they presented that scene na, let's be technical, parang medyo handheld camera, na medyo shaky, chaotic. Tapos, it's like a one take na umiikot lang with the point of view of Monica Rambeau. Like, oh my God. Super ramdam na ramdam yung ano eh. You really can feel the confusion. Again, the chaos, diba? So, yeah, it's really nice. Yeah. Oh, one other standout scene for me. Oh, it was not a scene. It was a moment. Like when Wanda gave birth to her twins. Because as a comic book geek, parang you saw the birth of two young Avengers. And also, two important characters in terms of representation in the future with Billy and Tommy. If you read the comics, Billy is gay and Tommy as well in the latest iteration of the comics as well. So the twins are both gay. So
I only knew about Billy. Wiccan is actually my favorite Marvel superhero next to Invisible Woman. That's Scarlet Witch. But because I want me a child Hulk, a kid Hulk as well. But,
a Hulkling.
a Hulkling, you know, I wanted me one as well. But I wanted the best of both worlds from Scarlet Witch and someone who I could identify as.
Yeah.
So I only knew about Billy, but I didn't know Tommy as well.
I'm not sure. I don't want to assume I don't want to assume Tommy's Toji. Pero kasi, in the latest storyline ng Marvel, which is Empire, Tommy has a boyfriend na mutant. I forgot his name. I think it's starts with the letter P. Comment na lang kayo guys kung sino yun. If Marvel decides to push through with doing the Young Avengers, it really was a nice setup, a nice intro. Since they've introduced Wiccan and Speed, we already have Cassie Lang, Ant-Man's daughter. Then they're introducing Hawkeye, Kate Bishop. Then they just introduce sa Young Avengers si Eli Bradley, Patriot. So if they decide to push through with the Young Avengers, I think it will be great in terms of representation as well. And also the kids, though they seemed like very professional actors to me kasi like analyzing how they acted with Elizabeth Olsen, nakakasabay sila and the nuances they gave were really super charming and also nakakatawa din, very upsetting as well, di ba?
Like, they were super charming, agree.
Like the eyes, yung parang nagtitinginan sila or parang yung episode where Wanda was really depressed, episode 6, I think it was episode
6. Yeah.
Parang they were just, what's happening, mom?
They were like real brothers, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you can tell how different their personalities were.
What's really important din kasi with WandaVision is that this is the first time that the MCU did a project that really touched on something that involves mental health. Kasi they've dealt with stuff like racism through Black Panther and eventually the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Like what you said earlier, it was very timely because we're all in a pandemic and everyone's mental health are suffering. And the way that they showed how Wanda had to go through this journey, especially going through the 5 stages of grief, and what it was seen on the show, it was really something important for all the viewers to see, especially the younger ones.
When WandaVision came out, that was the same time I had to go through grief myself.
Yeah.
So during that time, it was around, I was actually on episode 8 when everything happened. My life started to change slowly, but for sure it had to change. And when I had to watch this thing, it's not that I had to rely on WandaVision again. It's not like it was my Bible for grieving or something. But the fact that it assured me, especially watching it yesterday again, it reassured me of everything I've went through. It's perfectly normal. And, you know, what Marvel teaches us is that grief is something that we all have to deal, super or not super. Yeah. And it's a really painful feeling. You can defeat all the villains you have in the world, but there's no bigger villain than your own, your inner saboteur. So it really takes you to another place. And I can attest to that, especially not just me, but everyone around recently. Mm-hmm. The thing about it is that this show also teaches us that there are some people who can get there is no one else who knows how to fix your grief except yourself, because we all go through it very, very differently. Mm-hmm. And it's really interesting, and all the lessons that the lines they've mentioned, and how every character tries to approach Wanda when they tell Wanda about how to deal with it. It's respectful. Mm-hmm. You know, when Monica was talking to Wanda about how she felt, she wasn't overstepping. She was also as empathetic and empathetic, but she wasn't assuring Wanda of her own healing. She in fact validated what she did in a way that, you know, if I had the same power to bring back my mom, yeah, I would. Mm-hmm. And that just hit a lot, because you were given that platform to bring everything you can, just to live back in the fantasy of what ifs and what was. I really still would up to now. Like, if I could make my own hex right this moment, I really still would. Yeah. But the show just really teaches us how to properly, you know, acknowledge it, deal with it, and also teaches us the dangers of where it can get us should we not open up, or should we not deal with it properly. It can get dangerous.
Yeah. Actually, what's really nice about this show as well, it showed us the different ways on how people react to a person undergoing this kind of grief or this kind of situation. Because what we saw in Monica was she was not imposing at all. Like, she was not imposing na, for example, if Wanda is in the Philippines, ang sasabihin dyan for sure, magdasal ka lang, or wag ka na magiging okay din yan. Monica was not like that. She was really trying to understand what Wanda was going through. And it helped as well that she also is feeling somehow the same because of her mom. But also, there are people like Hayward who just sees Wanda as the villain and doesn't even try to get to the level of Wanda where he will try to understand what Wanda is feeling. Because imagine, the events of Avengers Infinity War and Avengers Endgame and WandaVision in Wanda's POV was like less than a month, as far as we know from what the show told us, that if you get snapped and went back to the world, you won't feel the 5 years. It will just be like 5 minutes, or it will just be like a blink of an eye na nawala. That's so much for Wanda in a span of like a month. So to see how Hayward were reacting to that really is really telling, because there are people who will really try to understand you, but there are people who will impose what they think you should feel and how they think you should feel. So ang ganda nung pinakita ng WandaVision when it came to that. Elizabeth Olsen, again, she portrayed like Wanda in WandaVision, like super perfectly. Like, ang ganda ng portrayal niya. She's like a chameleon talaga for me. Put her in the 50s, ang galing niya. In the 60s, ang galing niya. Tapos, like, just being a person undergoing this kind of situation, the way her eyes were showing, or the way she showed her emotion just through her body language, wala, super galing. Like, that's one thing na masasabi ko sa cast ng WandaVision. Like, it's not just like sikat ka, nilagay ka dito. It's all the ensemble is really composed of great actors and actresses.
Agree. And also the way that Elizabeth was able to put a little bit of Slovakian, just a bit, when everything
Sokovian
gets a little personal.
Slovakian,
Sokovian, when everything gets a bit personal. Wow, guys, I'm canceled. Bye, guys. Just kidding. When everything gets a little more personal, she puts on her accent. She goes back a little bit home, everything. And she gets a little bit of a newish American accent the more she progresses because she's been in America longer and everything. Like, wow. You can really see the development from when you first see her talk a lot in Age of Ultron. And then WandaVision, she is now a fully fledged, developed character, mastered by Elizabeth Olsen, and I'm like, wow.
Yeah, and of course we have to talk about the iconic, the legendary Catherine Hahn as Agatha Harkness.
Oh my god.
One of the best acting performances I've seen in any medium.
Same.
In
magbabato ako ng sapatos ngayon just to like, but oh my god, you are so on point. Like, I've never seen Catherine Hahn take herself to another level because she's a comedian, right?
Yeah.
So you'd expect Catherine Hahn to, like, you know, there'd be some kind of somewhere there, or like you'd keep a good eye on her. But because she is a comedian and she knows how to take on roles, oh my god, she just knocked that out of the park. Like,
right? Because what's really meta about this series is that Catherine Hahn was acting as Agatha Harkness, and Agatha Harkness in turn was acting as Agnes in The Hex. So that's why super layered nung kailangan yung characterization na gawin for the character, because
oh my gosh,
it was really wala akong masabing words kasi hindi ko alam kung paano siya explain kasi ang hirap gawin nun.
It's like to break it down. Let's say if you're watching episode 1, you're acting as Agnes, but you have to make sure that she looks normal, or she is Agnes, who's just the neighbor to the riot, riot. But deep inside, as Catherine Hahn, you know I'm really Agatha Harkness. I'm hiding something. But though the viewer doesn't know that. Or Wanda doesn't know that, but I'm Agnes. But I know I'm Agatha. Yeah. No one's gonna know that.
So it's like you have to act that you're acting, diba?
Exactly.
Because all throughout the series, this is where, like, for example, the first time I watched WandaVision, and when we found out, Agnes was Agatha Harkness, I was somehow confused when it came to her motivation, because I thought na bakit, why did she have to wait pa up to that episode just to reveal who she really was? And then upon rewatching yesterday, nagets ko na, like, I really got it. Why, for example, why she waited that long and why she did what she did? Kasi it was because she was trying to see how powerful Wanda can be by messing up with the Hex. And when she saw Monica trying to get Wanda out of the Hex na and trying to wake up Wanda, kumbaga, she saw the threat na, hala, ito na yung ano, hala, baka hindi ko makita yung full power ni Wanda kasi ito na yung mga sword, ito na yung sword, they're trying to get her out of the Hex. So that's why she stepped in, and then she revealed herself na to be Agatha Harkness, which was so, so nice. And it's like watching with fresh eyes since I now know what the motivation of the character was. And when she was stopped and acting as Agnes and started acting as Agatha Harkness, wow, I really got,
oh my gosh,
I really got mesmerized, man. As in, super galing.
When those scenes, like, especially in Agatha All Along, when she just put on a two-face thing, where she was just
it was too camp to act. And it was so good.
Yeah, it was camp. That was camp. Yeah, we have to give it. The word is camp. That's the word. That is the word. That is it. That is it. As in, it was so good.
Yeah, it was. It was. Ano eh, parang having a villain have her own theme song and done like that. Oh my god, it's super great.
The mock,
super nice. Oh,
the mock Wanda. Oh my god, I was like, or she just did that.
Or when Vision was talking to her in the car, tapos parang she just faced the camera and like she did that face. Yes. So parang very Pinoy nga nung naisip ko, very Pinoy comedy yung naisip ko doon. Very Filipino comedy.
Yes, very sobrang, wow. Skank face.
Oo. Like, and Agatha All Along was really a pop culture reset.
Because, oh my god. Number one everywhere. Popular everywhere. If only Catherine Han had social media, she'd be so surprised, but she knows about it. But oh my god, crazy. Like, deserve!
Like, so, like, mas mataas siya kay, ano, mas mataas siya kay Taylor Swift, kay Ariana Grande sa iTunes, di ba? So, parang, for a villain theme song to be that catchy, ang galing talaga. Like, the music kasi was really great. Like, puro that's tayo just, great, like, puro genius, yeah. Puro beautiful. Kasi wala naman talagang ibang masabi. Kasi, ewan ko ah, this series kasi didn't feel like your typical Marvel film. It
really
was really
didn't.
Something yeah. out of the box, and it was done to really beautiful, to a T. Even the music, like what I was saying earlier, the music was really great. Like the way they played on the different theme songs with the familiar to
the same four notes.
Oh!
Same four notes in different sitcoms and eras. And I'm just like, what?
Tapos right now, when you hear that four notes, alam mo na ay, WandaVision yun, diba? It's sobrang galing. Again, super.
And
galing.
I swear, it's just Disney. Like, it's Disney / Marvel flexing on, you know, they're masters of theme songs. So like,
yeah.
You know, let's flex. Let's put on Agatha All Along because we know how to make a good theme song.
And ang ganda lang kasi it was like a montage and a flashback at the same time. And it really will fuck up with your brains kasi, oh my god, si Agatha pala yung gumawa nito. Kaya pala si Senor Scratchy nakawala nung magic show dahil kay Agatha. Kaya pala itong si Pietro, si Pietro nabuhay because of Agatha. Yeah, diba?
Agatha.
It was Agatha all along.
It really was Agatha all along. Oh my god. Yeah. Genius. And the way that she hid her random appearances through sitcom, like sitcom timing. Oh my god. Too good.
As an actress, like Catherine Hahn as well, like the way she blends in with the era.
She does blend in from
being like in the 1950s animated style of acting, very theatrical, from being to the 2000 era where very Christendel in The Good Place. Yung ganon na parang
yeah.
Ang galing.
Yeah,
galing.
Yeah.
It was masterfully. Kumbaga masterfully done talaga.
Definitely. Mastered. Done.
Actually, this period. Episode is entitled Unpacking Catherine Hahn. The joke lang.
Actually, yeah, it's more of a unpacking and standing Catherine Hahn.
Catherine Hahn.
You see this?
If you're listening.
Take me in as your son. I got it.
Well, ito pa. Like I say, for me then, what was really special with WandaVision are the lines. For example, now Paul Bettany's iconic line, for what is grief if not love persevering? It's a simple line, pero it's really impactful to a lot of people. Kasi every one of us feels grief eh. At some point in our lives, nakaramdam tayo ng grief. And for that line na marinig mo, the reason why I'm grieving is because I love too much, or because I love the person who went. I love the person who left. So it was really relatable to everyone. And ayun, tapos the last line pa na parang you are the piece of the mind stone that lives in me. You're my sadness and my hope. Oh yes.
But mostly you're my love.
You're my love.
I'm like, wow.
Wow.
that I cried there, like second yesterday. I re-cried watching that because I get it. Like,
yeah,
I understood from head to toe what it meant. And it was really life, not super life-changing, but it really tickled my brain in a way that whatever I'm feeling or whatever we're all feeling regarding grief, it feels like someone has listened to us and has put it into words what it means to grieve. Because most of the time we ask ourselves, why do we grieve, right? Yeah. And what are we trying to collect back from grieving? Because sometimes when you grieve, it feels like it's a very uncontrollable feeling. And the way it was shown was Rwanda losing, exhibiting her maximum power. But at the same time, that was a lack of control in her power as well. But at the same time, it's her grief right there showing. And you wonder, why are you grieving? And you just really wonder, and it answers, and Paul Bettany or Vision just really answers that, because that's love right there, you know. Yeah. Whenever someone passes away, love is not lost, love is not gone, love is not it's not gonna be dissected forever, but rather it's just gonna be in you. And it's finding its way through you, and it's persevering. Yeah. And you just feel heard, especially if you're grieving, if you've gone through grief. Yeah. You just felt heard and seen right there, and it's a good perspective. So it just was well beautiful. I honest, sana whoever wrote that, get a raise because you deserve that. You deserve that check. You know,
go get the coins. Elizabeth Olsen mentioned when they were going back to her memories, diba? When they were in the Avengers compound, she mentioned that she feels like she's standing na may wave, and the wave continues to knock her down, and when she stands up, it knocks her down again until it drowns her. But it made me emotional because in my lifetime I've experienced that, na parang when everything seems to be getting better, another problem shows up and it knocks me down, ganun. And yeah, up to a point that you can't handle it anymore, na it will just drown you, and you will just be left with this kind of grief, this kind of sadness and depression. And
yeah,
that's when Vision nga said na What is grief if not love persevering, diba? So parang super ano, like Wanda kasi, Scarlet Witch's character in the comics has always been like that. She's always been like that. That's why she did the things that she did. Tapos seeing this in WandaVision and seeing that at least she finally found happiness and acceptance. Not full happiness, yeah, but at least she's accepted the fact that a lot of the special people in her life are gone. And at least nakita natin sa WandaVision may resolve in terms of that. But yeah, she's messing with the Darkhold, so I'm so excited for what will happen.
No, she knows that people in Westview are angry at her, and then she knows she's left alone now, so she just ran away, and now she's messing with the Darkhold. And I'm like, girl, what's gonna happen?
Like, but if ever she becomes evil, I'm super excited to see her as an evil Scarlet Witch. Pero sana wag naman. I want to see her like flourish then, like to be the best superhero she can be. Yeah. Ito, to finish ng our unpacking. How do you think WandaVision relates to the outside world beyond the screen?
It's really just a message for me. The way that we have to relate our grief, and the way there is always a tendency for us to show what you want to show people, there will always be a limit to that, and to a point that it may get to the best of us. We have to deal with whatever we're dealing tastefully, gracefully, in a way that it will not harm everyone. But there's always a universal truth to grief, that grief is an immense power, because grief is a whole lot of love. And it's up to you to put that grief, whether that, and not everyone will understand your grief because not everyone will understand the love given to you. But if you want to put that grief into some places, into your own anger, you can, because that's your own power. Or if you want to put it into your own sadness, you can. But if you want to save yourself and give justice to the person who passed, it's best if you let that love shine and, you know, spread that love elsewhere and do your best to deal with it the way that that person would have probably wanted you to deal with it.
Wow, that's super nice. What I got from this series, like, we don't disregard people undergoing these kinds of emotions and feelings. Kasi the grief that people are feeling is valid. And it's up to us who, like, are people na nakaka-interact nila to understand where they're coming from. Not to overstep or not to impose what we think they need to do. And of course, again, mental health issues are real. Even if you're living a comfortable life or have all these beautiful things in your life, it is still possible for you to be depressed or to be sad, because it's not just for people who have nothing in life. It's something that is real and that is prevalent right now. And we must give importance to that and we must not disregard what people are feeling. Like, if you have the chance, go check up on your friends. Kamustahin niyo sila. Para lang din all of us. Like, we know we're going through a tough time right now. Para lang din,
it's really
true. Alam natin yung pinagdadaanan ng mga tao sa paligid natin. Kasi, of course, we may not be physically together, but we can still be together since we have this kind of technology. So, yun yung nakuha ko.
So, I agree. It's really all about acknowledging, understanding. It's really all about getting to know people in the end, what they're going through. It's definitely something to acknowledge and make sure we check up on, because, you know, we've lost a lot of people, and not just to the sickness, but, you know, not just to today's climate, but more and more people are losing themselves because no one's paying attention to what they're feeling. And it's really high time that we have to start listening to everyone and take each other to a level where we can start empathizing with what they're feeling.
Yes, empathy. Grabe.
Crazy.
Ewan ko, Danny, ang ganda nung napag-usapan natin, kasi just goes to show na grabe yung message ng One Division, na goes beyond talaga the screen.
True.
So with that, we end our discussion. I hope, Danny, natuwa ka sa discussion natin, because I really know you wanted to unpack. So,
I really
want
to talk about it.
Let's go on to our next segment that we like to call Hard F Questions.
Mahal mo pa ako dahil kailangan mo ko. O kailangan mo ko, kaya mahal mo ko.
Okay, so for this segment, Danny, I will just give you a couple of questions and you will just have to choose. No explanations needed. Okay, are you ready?
Okay. Oh my god, okay. Don't scare me, but okay, I'm ready.
First question. If you will be given the power to change reality, what will you change, or what reality will you make?
Reality where success for queer people is much more accessible and faster.
Yes, nice answer. All right, next one. Choose someone to be best friends with. Darcy Lewis or Jimmy Woo?
Darcy Lewis. I need someone smart.
All right, ito, last question. You will have won this powers, but every time you use it, it will age you by 6 months. Or you will have visions powers, but you need to undergo oil change every 3 days.
Oh my god. I really wanted Wanda's powers, but if I have to age myself 6 months?
Every time you use your power.
I will use my powers every day. So, I'm sorry, Wanda, but I'll have to go with Vision. The fact that I can fly, go through things, and I'm super smart, I can just get my oil change 3 days unleaded, sure. Fine. I'm a gold vision.
Muna pa unleaded.
Makatepid na din, you know?
Okay, that was fun. Okay, next, we'd like to go to the next segment that we'd like to call Unsung Heroes.
Honey!
What?
Where's my super suit?
What?
Where is my super suit?
Okay, Daddy, for this segment, we will just tell our listeners who are the people who made WandaVision. For the director, we have Matt Shackman. So he's the OFTA 2018 Award Best Director in a Drama Series for Game of Thrones. He's also the director of one episode of The Boys. The Boys, not The Voice. Two episodes of Game of Thrones. 43 episodes of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. 6 episodes of The Good Wife. 4 episodes of Revenge. Cut Bank. 1 episode of New Girl. And 1 episode of Chuck.
Wow. That's nice. And we have our head writer, our beautiful head writer, Jacques Schaefer. But anyway, she wrote, she's a writer for Black Widow. Ooh, The Hustle, Olaf's Frozen Adventure, get that promo, Mr. Stash, and Timer.
Okay, for the cinematographer, we have Jess Hall. So he's the cinematographer for Ghost in the Shell, The Foreigner, Transcendence, 30 Minutes or Less, The Switch, Creation, Hot Fuzz, and The Guides. For our editor, we have Zine Baker, editor of Men in Black International, Thor Ragnarok, Neighbors 1 and 2, 3 episodes of Greek and Babysitters. We have Nona Kodai, editor of 5 episodes of The Boys, 10 episodes of Colony, 1 episode of Constantine, 4 episodes of The Night Shift. We have Tim Rush. He's the editor of 4 episodes of Curb Your Enthusiasm, 57 episodes of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, 24 episodes of Silicon Valley, 2 episodes of LA Forensics. And Michael A. Weber. He's the editor of Men in Black International, Thor Ragnarok, Neighbors, 3 episodes of Greek, Final Destination 2, and Wicked.
Crazy. Oh, here's a production designer. So production designer is actually Mark Worthington. And let's give him his accolades. He is the 2020 Art Directors Guild winner for Umbrella Academy for Production Design, 2015 and 2016 Art Directors Guild winner for American Horror Story for Production Design, 2007 Art Directors Guild winner for Ugly Betty for Production Design, production designer for 1 episode of Watchmen, 1 episode of Star Trek Discovery, 1 episode of Umbrella Academy, 12 episodes of Scream Queens, 50 episodes of American Horror Story, 69 episodes of Ugly Betty, 2 episodes of Lost, and On the Edge.
Hey, for our series composers, ito with the beautiful music of WandaVision, we have Christoph Beck, 1998 Primetime Emmy Awards winner for Buffy the Vampire Slayer, composer for Frozen and Frozen 2, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Trolls, The Peanuts Movie, The Internship, The Hangover Part 1 to 3, Pitch Perfect, Crazy Stupid Love, Burlesque, Elektra, and many more. And also we have Alex Kovacs, composer for 52 episodes of Elena of Avalor, 8 episodes of 90 Day Fiancé, 7 episodes of Inhumans, 1 episode of Designated Survivor, 5 episodes of Agent Carter, and The Hogwarts Express.
That's so cool. And our supervising art director, Miss Sharon Davis, she was the art director of 7 episodes of Veep, Long Shot, 42, 5 episodes of Castle, Star Trek World Tour, Max, and 9 episodes of Raising Dion.
Okay, for our costume designer, oh, super galing din ito. We have Macy Rubeo, 2020 Costume Designers Guild winner for Jojo Rabbit, costume designer for Thor Ragnarok, Warcraft, World War Z, John Carter, Avatar, Inferno, and The Arrival. Okay, So for this last segment lang on our show, so I would just like to give everyone an update on what's been happening on the local scene when it comes to film and TV. All right. So first, we have Gawad Urian 2020 Best Picture and big winner Babae at Baril will start streaming on Netflix Philippines starting June 3, 2021. So this film is directed by Ray Redd and starring Janine Gutierrez, Elijah Canlas, JC Santos, and Felix Romo. The animated film Hayop Ka by Rocket Ship Studios will be competing at the Annecy Film Fest in France. This festival is considered to be the biggest and most prestigious animated film festival in the world. And you can stream Hayop Ka, the Nympha de Amaano story on Netflix. Upstream.ph's first original film, A Girl and a Guy, directed by Eric Mati, just released its sizzling hot teaser trailer. And you may visit upstream.ph for more details on how to get your tickets. And we will link the trailer on our description here on the podcast. And lastly, the digitally restored and remastered 1999 film, Soltera, starring the Diamond Star, Ms. Maricel Soriano, Dieter Ocampo, Claudine Barreto, and Raymond Bagat Singh will be premiering via ktx.ph. So, this film is directed by Jerry Lopez Sineneg and is part of the Sagip Pelikula initiative of ABS-CBN Film Restoration. So book your tickets now. Just visit bit.ly/soltera on KTX. I will be also putting in the link on the description box. Yon, Danny, again, thank you so much for accepting this invitation for Taralit on Tap.
My pleasure.
Yon, do you have anything to promote? I know you have something to promote. And proud.
Do I have something to promote? Just kidding. All right, thank you guys. I had so much fun with you talking about WandaVision, about the Scarlet Witch herself. But speaking of witch, I have just released a single under the name Droid with the song Bruja. I want you to listen. See? Witch. Available now on Spotify, iTunes, Amazon Music, and YouTube Music, and in streaming platforms everywhere. If you want to see me on Instagram Music, I'm also available there. And if you are on TikTok, you can use my song for any song you like, for any video that you want to use as well. Right? So if you want to make a Bruja challenge, go ahead, do that, whatever. But right now, I just released my new single, and there are more to come. And if you want to see me on my socials, I am droid.official. And I'm also Daniel J. Solis on my personal account. So hope to see you guys listen.
That's super exciting, Danny. We can't wait for more songs. And guys, again, sobrang ganda ng songs niya. Very, nakaka-party-party. So if you enjoyed our discussion for tonight and you just have something to add to that discussion, you can always comment or you can always tweet us using the hashtag #UntackPod. And you can follow us on our social media, on Instagram, on Facebook, at Taralits Untack Pod, and also on Letterboxd, Taralits Untack Pod. So this has been Franz Halili again. Thank you so much for listening. And Danny, thank you again for unpacking WandaVision with me. With that, goodbye, guys. Dun, 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 dun.